Here we are. This is Real World Radio on air. 3w.realworldradio.fm.
Plastic waste trade, one of the most cynical businesses in the capitalist world. In a matter of hours, it will be made known whether a proposal to control the management of said waste is approved by the UN or not.
What we are calling for is to stop at source and also end all this plastic waste trade. Do not dump your waste into developing nations. So that is our call. And we find that some of the developed countries are still trying to dump their waste into other countries.
This is what environmental activist Mejuswari Sangaralingam of SAM, Friends of the Earth Malaysia, said in an interview with Real World Radio. The activist is participating at the 14th Conference of the Parties to the Basel Convention, COP14, in Geneva, Switzerland, where over 180 countries will discuss from April the 28th to May the 10th a proposal submitted by Norway to explicitly include plastic waste in the scope of the Basel Convention. According to Friends of the Earth International, this would help to prevent mismanagement of plastic waste. One crucial outcome would be that exporters of plastic waste would need prior informed consent from recipient countries, stated the Environmental Federation in a press release. The Basel Convention on Transboundary Movement of Hazardous Waste and Their Disposal was adopted in 1989 following the discovery in Africa and other parts of the Global South over deposits of toxic wastes imported from abroad. Meanwhile, the global trade of plastic waste has become a big business. Friends of the Earth International explains that from 1988 to 2016, the top 10 plastic waste exporters, including the US, Japan, and the UK, exported 168 million tons, most of it to China. The Environmental Federation warns that the murky reality is that much of the plastic that citizens throw into recycling bins is low-grade, dirty, and mixed plastics, which are being dumped in countries in the Global South, where they are usually recycled unsafely and to low standards, and often simply incinerated, landfill, or leaked into the environment. This is driven by brutal, short-termist economics. Exporting is often cheaper than reducing, sorting, cleaning, recycling, or reusing it locally, adds the press release. In 2017, China notified the World Trade Organization that it intended to ban imports of plastic waste, and the ban came into force in March 2018, setting off a chain reaction in the global plastic waste system. If export rates continue as they are, the new Chinese policy will displace an estimated 118 million metric tons of plastic waste by 2030. Currently, this plastic waste is flooding Southeast Asia. Indonesia, Malaysia, Vietnam, India, Taiwan, and Thailand are facing rapid increases in plastic waste imports. This is why Norway's proposal to explicitly include plastic waste in the scope of the Basel Convention is so important for Asian countries, as stated by Mejuswari in an interview with Real World Radio.
This is very important for us now because in terms of plastic waste trade, it's from the developed countries to the developing countries. There is very loose regulations, and we in Malaysia itself, Malaysia and Indonesia, we find that a lot of plastic waste which cannot be recycled has been coming into Malaysia, and this is causing a lot of problems in our developing countries. Why the problem? It's because we do not have the capacity to recycle all the waste that is coming in. And another issue is the waste that is coming in is also of low-grade value. So there is no value for us to recycle. So what is happening is all this residual waste is being dumped in agricultural land, vacant land, and sometimes it is burnt in the open dump site. So that is causing a lot of problems for the environment and also public health.
The activist mentioned that almost every country supports Norway's initiative.
In terms of the Norwegian proposal, the co-sponsor for this proposal is the Japanese government. And what we find is that yesterday there was a plenary session and 46 countries made their views accounted for. And then that 46 countries, most of them supported the Norwegian proposal. And we also had to sign on petitions from the public, and we had submitted 600,000 signatures, a placard showing that 600,000 supporters for this Norwegian proposal from the public. So we had handed it over to the president of the Glasgow Convention meeting. Okay, and then what we found was almost all the countries were supporting, except for a few countries which is giving a lot of issues. For example, the United States, but they are not part of Glasgow. What is happening now is Argentina is also giving a lot of trying to amend the text that has been proposed by the Norwegian government. And the European Union had also submitted their comments on the text, but they're trying to improve the text. But what we are saying, and China is also saying, is that all plastic waste that is being exported has to be considered as hazardous waste, and you need to get buy-in consent from the importing countries. So that means when you go out from that country of export, we'll have to inform the importing countries what waste is going to get into our shores. So this can regulate the plastic waste trade.
The press release issued by Friends of the Earth International warns that recycling in developing countries is unsafe and that it takes place under low standards. The environmental activists warn that only 9% of plastics ever produced have been recycled. It is clear we need to tackle the problem at source by reducing production and holding the corporations who profit from this waste trade accountable. That's why Mageswari said that recycling is not the solution to solve the crisis suffered by the developing countries that receive plastic waste.
Recycling itself is not going to stop the pollution, because from 1950s till now, findings show that only 9% of plastic has ever been recycled. So recycling is not the answer. And most of the developing nations also do not have the capacity to have stringent enforcement and also the capacity to deal with the residual waste. Because you see, whatever plastic that comes in, it has to be cleaned and it has to be treated before it is downgraded or whatever. And what you, when you recycle, you get a lower grade value of plastic. This is actually not going to solve the problem of plastics at all.
About the consequences for the populations of the countries that receive large amounts of plastics, the representative of SAM, Friends of the Earth Malaysia, highlighted that this waste ends up on the lands, on the water and on farming lands.
Okay, in terms of the plastic waste pollution itself, it is going into our waterways, it is going into our soil, and frankly, a lot of the plastic that is ending up in the oceans and the seas and the waterways, it is coming back to us. We are also eating plastic, sort of, because of the microplastics in the food that we eat from the fish. And also, in terms of the recycling industry itself, as I mentioned earlier, most of the residual waste has to be burned. So when you burn those waste, it goes into the air, and so we are breathing in toxic emissions. And what we have seen in Malaysia also, communities who are staying near this recycling industries, or some which are informal and illegal, they find that they are having breathing difficulties, skin irritation. So these are the short-term illnesses that they are suffering. We are not very sure what's going to happen in the long term. Yeah? Because a lot of these plastics are also hazardous, because they contain, some of the plastics contain halogenated compounds and also chlorine. When you burn it, you get dioxins and furans and also toxic emissions. And most of the plastic that comes into Malaysia and also other countries, actually not very clean. So what the Malaysian government is also trying to do is only restrict imports of clean and homogeneous plastic from the industries or the post-consumer waste. So besides the air and also the water, you have the crops which are dying. And another issue is, once the waste is there, the burden of cleaning up comes to the government. So the government will have to spend money to clean up the waste. In the case of Malaysia, we find that some of these waste are not being cleaned up because the government is saying, no, we don't have the money, because it's eventually the taxpayer who has to pay to clean up. So if you don't clean up, the leachates go into the soil the groundwater and goes into our crops. And so it's a whole lot of issues when you do not clean up this whole plastic pollution and also the plastic industry.
Major Sweary hopes that Norway's proposal will be approved on Thursday or Friday under the terms it was submitted, so that plastic waste is included in the scope of the Basel Convention and in order to regulate its management. The activist is clear in expressing the demands of social and environmental organizations present in Geneva. "We are calling for an end to all plastic waste trade. Do not dump your waste into developing nations," she said to the industrialized world.
Here we are. This is Real World Radio on air. www.realworldradio.fm